Welcome to the Deadpan Unshow. This is number 30-something, and I get the feeling this one's going to be more un than show. Although I do promise that it will not devolve into diary podcasting. That said, I have been incredibly busy of late. Some business, some pleasure, some tedious essential stuff, and some vital frivolous stuff. But yeah, with all that, I think my cat is going to get lonely and start seeing other owners. But I am here now, and we're going to do this unshow. Apparently, I wasn't the only one busy. The last time I looked, the Deadpan comments page was at 1,133, which kind of brings a tear to my eye. That's excellent stuff. I'm glad to see people enjoying the conversation and having fun. And sure, there were some lists and games going on there, but there was also a lot of great conversation. And it warms my cockles to see everyone coming together as a community. So with warm cockles in mind, let's do some random comments and then this unshow. And hey, to celebrate the vast numbers of comments we had, we're going to do 10 random ones. Yes, that's right, 10. So, let's get off with it. Or on with it. Nomad Scry says, un. Well, it was funnier in my head. Espy says, JB, are Jack and Joe wearing pants in this story? I think it's important for your reader's visualization efforts. Ed from Texas says, yes, but at least Colbert is getting a treadmill named after him. Quote, NASA and Colbert promised by naming a treadmill used for exercising in space after Colbert. NASA, itself an acronym, parentheses, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, close parentheses, often names things so they spell out something fun. And that's what they did with the combined operational load-bearing external resistance treadmill. Parentheses, Colbert, close parentheses, close quotes. The Energizer Bunny says, back from shopping, took my boo to the store to get a few things she'll need for her new place, parentheses, like dishes, a broom, etc., close parentheses. CJ says, well, Vanimond is extremely awesome, and so, therefore, is his presence, smiley face. Damn it, this song always makes me cry. I'm a blubbering idiot today. Vanimond says, CP, smile, Lily Allen. The Energizer Bunny says, my husband is Poopsie Bubble Fanny. Amy Bowen says, thanks for freeing my comment, Jack, smiley face. When the Deadpan site is down, SBCJ Vanimond and I talk about it on Facebook. Some of us go through withdrawals. Other smiley face. Ditto says, Van, I agree. I also loved a lot of the comic book discussion and the debate on Battle for the Cowl, even if I haven't been buying DC for a long time. And is that 10 already? I guess so. The 10th and final. John Bowes says, ditto, are you being Pong today? So anyway, the 1133 comments is a beautiful thing. I won't set any goal for next week. I'll just say that was a... It was great to see 1133 comments, and it was great to see it sort of happen spontaneously and organically, which is how this community formed and how people have come to become friends through this community and come together. And, you know, that's probably the coolest thing about what Deadpan is and has been, is just the great connections that have been made across the web. And, you know, I'm kind of proud, you know, take Dragon Con 2007, for example, how Just a Joe and Ed from Texas hung out and were basically partners in crime at Dragon Con. So without sounding any stupider, I think I'm going to shut it down. But it's excellent. The Deadpan community is excellent. And no one out there, at least in the Deadpan world, is a Poopsie Bubble Fanny. Thank you all for being Deadpan. Thank you all for making Deadpan the motherfucking way. And yeah, for making this fun. I'm looking forward to a regular Deadpan next week, although I will just put it out there right now, there is definitely an outside chance that we'll be seeing consecutive unshows just through how freaking bogged down I am in everything that's going on. But we'll cross that unshow when we come to it. I do have some content, especially some contents of things that have been waiting a very long time to be out on pod. But the cupboard is a little bit bare, actually, so feel free to send me stuff. You know the contact info. 206-350 TOMI, 206-350-8664. You can call that number, that is the voicemail line, and you will be heard in a real, actual podcast. So call up and make comments. Tell me the contents of your refrigerator. Recite your favorite rap lyrics, your favorite 80s lyrics, or just recite haiku, or just say sentences that somehow work in the word creamsicle. Whatever you got to do, just don't be shy to call in the voicemail line or record stuff on your own, email it to me. And my email address is spherical, as in ball shaped, sphericaljackm at gmail.com. And all right, that's enough unshowing. That'll do, Pan. Thank you again for being a fantastic bunch of friends and a fantastic Deadpan community. And like the drunken, flabby, spaced out, shirtless, tattooed Ozzy Osbourne on stage in the 80s, I love you all. The end.